this week hailing New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo for passing a historic bill legalizing abortion up until birth.
That's right. We were telling you that earlier, and now Vermont is following their lead by introducing a similar bill that would make late-term abortions a constitutional right.
Here to react, as mentioned, actor and executive producer of Gosnell, the untold story of America's most prolific serial killer, Dean Cain. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning. You're looking good, by the way, in 2019.
It, all right, thank
absolutely.
Well, we've come a long way, because when I first started covering politics, Daniel Patrick Moynihan was, you know, the senior senator from this great state of New York, and he at one point was talking about late-term abortion and said partial birth abortion is close, he believed, to infanticide. And yet now this very state where he lived and served for so long has now basically said it's all good.
Yeah, you know what? With that law here in New York and the one they're proposing, or the one I guess just passed in Vermont, did it pass or is it being proposed?
Being proposed in Vermont, I believe.
Well, that would make the crimes of Kermit Gosnell legal. And the things that he did. And
what was he?
Kermit Gosnell was an abortion clinic doctor in Philadelphia who was performing late-term abortions. And in Pennsylvania, the law is at 24 weeks, which is 5.5 months, which is at about 80% viability of a fetus. After that point in time, unless it's extreme circumstances, you weren't able to perform an abortion. And he was doing this well beyond that a lot. He was found guilty for 3 murders, but they could have done it for hundreds.
Yeah.
And he would actually induce birth, where they would have birth to a live child, and then he would use a pair of surgical scissors to snip their spinal cord. But that would be legal in New York,
right,
for the New York law and what's being proposed in Vermont.
I think you said that was up to 5.5 months in Pennsylvania. Here in New York, it's up to birth. It's up to 9 months. If you change your mind the day before the baby's going to be born, you can have an abortion?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing, and they call it the health of the mother. So it's a really fungible thing to say, whether it's the emotional health or whatever it might be. So it's a health emergency.
It could be.
Listen, and the point is, if the fetus is not viable, that makes sense.
Right.
But if it's a viable child, I just encourage people to go watch the film, Gosnell, mm-hmm. and then make a decision. I'm not telling anybody what to believe. We don't do that in the film, but we tell the story of Kermit Gosnell. And if you're not affected by that, I don't
right.
know.
Pre-sales are now doing really well on Amazon, a bestseller, right?
Yeah, it's the number one drama, pre-sales on Amazon, and it's out in video on demand right now, and it's doing really, really well.
All right, let's watch a little clip of it and then talk about it.
Mm. Prosecution has offered you a plea bargain, Dr. Gosnell.
But I would have to admit I was guilty. I'm not guilty.
When you get to the courthouse, you are going to be swarmed by reporters.
You ready for this, counsel?
Where is everybody?
Okay. Dean, after doing all your research, executive producer, and learning more about his life, how did he justify doing what he did? And what's the worst thing you learned when you were covering the story?
Well, for me, the worst thing I learned was what actually takes place during a late-term abortion.
You didn't know, did you?
I did not have any idea, and I thought I was a pretty knowledgeable guy. And it's gruesome, and it's the kind of thing you'll learn if you watch the film. You won't see it. We don't show everything, but you understand what took place. And there's a huge emotional impact on the mothers, and you see that in the film. You know, that's the thing that I saw the most, that actually shocked me the most. What was the other question? I missed the first.
The most shocking thing, and then how did he justify it?
He justified it by not seeing these. This is a man who had his own kids. But he justified it as not seeing these children as children.